This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. The Mediterranean country of Greece has legalized same-sex marriage and equal parental rights for same-sex couples by passing a bill that has divided Greek society and drawn vehement opposition from the country's powerful Orthodox Church. Greece is now the 16th European Union country to allow same-sex marriage, but it's the first Orthodox Christian nation to pass such a law. The country extended civil partnerships to same-sex couples in 2015, but stopped short of extending equal parental rights at the time. In addition to recognizing same-sex marriages, Greece has also cleared the way for same-sex couple adoption and gives the same rights to both same-sex parents as a child's legal guardian. Previously, such rights have applied only to the biological parent. Greece's new same-sex marriage and parental rights law does not give transgender people rights as parents. Chemotherapy has long been among the most common cancer treatments, but with its myriad and often intense side effects, it's a choice that comes with profound side effects for most every patient, especially kids. Now, a new treatment called blinatumomab, also called Blina, is on offer. Blina is approved in the U.S. for both adults and pediatric patients with B-cell precursor acute lymphoblastic leukemia. Pediatric hematologist A.J. Vora says, chemotherapies are poisons that kill the leukemic cells, but also kill and damage normal cells, and that's what causes their side effects. Blinatumomab is a gentler, kinder treatment. Unlike chemo, Blina attacks only cancer cells, not the entire body, so it creates fewer detrimental side effects. Blina can be administered through a battery-operated pump that the patient can take home, much like an insulin pump, so they don't have to remain in the hospital for treatment. One of the children who've received Blina is an 11-year-old named Arthur, whose leukemia did not respond well to chemo. Arthur received Blina and is now cancer-free. Health officials in Alaska have reported the first known death linked to a recently discovered virus called Alaska Pox. The most recent case was in an elderly man who died last month. The man had a weakened immune system because of cancer treatment, which probably contributed to the severity of his illness and his death from the virus. The first case of Alaska Pox was discovered in July 2015 in a woman living near Fairbanks in central Alaska. Since then, five additional cases have been reported in the Fairbanks area. The most recent case, which resulted in the first known death from Alaska Pox, is also the first discovered outside of Fairbanks, about 500 miles south on the Kenai Peninsula. This indicates that Alaska Pox is more geographically widespread than previously thought. The virus belongs to the Orthopox virus genus, which also includes smallpox and mpox that often infect mammals and cause skin lesions. Experts say that the illness is often mild and that infections remain rare in humans, as the virus is primarily found in small mammal populations throughout Alaska. But scientists are researching how Alaska pox has spread from animals to people. The virus is endemic in small mammal populations in Alaska, regularly infecting red-backed voles and shrews, as well as other rodents like red squirrels. Dr. Joe McLaughlin, Alaska State Epidemiologist at the Alaska Department of Health, said that Alaska pox is an old-world virus typically found in Africa, Asia, and Europe. McLaughlin said, "It's very possible that this virus has been present in Alaska for hundreds, if not thousands, of years." McLaughlin said, "It's possible that cases occurred prior to 2015 and were just subclinical or mildly clinical and were not diagnosed. Although it's unclear how long the virus has been circulating in the state, infections follow contact with animals." Dr. Julia Rogers, an epidemiologist with the CDC, said, "These individuals have acquired it from some kind of contact with an animal. The man who died from Alaska pox may have gotten the virus from a cat who hunted small mammals who might have carried the virus." None of the seven people diagnosed with Alaska pox have recently traveled outside the state or the country, and no cases have been identified outside of Alaska, experts say. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.